Hey listeners, this is Jonathan here. You know what time it is. It's time for our monthly bonus Patreon episode where we're dropping a 5-minute teaser into this main timeline. Now, actually, it's going to be a little bit more than a 5-minute teaser. I'm giving you a little extra because I'm nice. Basically, this is a bonus episode that exists over patreon.com/thePCC podcast in its entirety. We're talking about a film that was made from a book and a new little thing that we're going to be doing every so often if we feel like it. I mean, I may never do this ever again, but you know, I'm not going to hold myself to it. But it's a book called Communion, written by Whitley Strieber. It was inspired by our episodes that we were doing over Halloween about aliens, I Want to Believe, that whole thing. And I found this book around that time, and I really wanted to read it. And it got made into a film in 1989, starring Christopher Walken. And it's a very interesting film. So I kind of thought it'd be fun to talk about the book and how it compares to the film. And Phil and I just, yeah, we had a lot of fun. So it's available over at patreon.com/thePCC podcast, where you can find all of our bonus episode, including episodes like the Shyamalan Mania arc, where we're going through all the films of M. Night Shyamalan. You can find new movie reviews, where Phil and I go and see a new film and we talk about fashion instead of the film that we went to see. We're hopefully going to have a lot more of that stuff coming up. And of course, you're going to find these bonus episodes each and every month, regardless of what we do. It'll be there. So yeah, we hope you enjoy this episode, this little preview, and consider coming over to patreon.com/thePCC podcast.
Hello, everyone. It's your boy, Phil, here, coming at you with a very special announcement. And you all know I made a movie. It's a feature-length comedy drama called The Regular that followed the day in the life of the staff at the Prince Charles Cinema, your favorite place in the world. We shot it in May 2022, and the last year and a half has been dedicated to editing, grading, scoring, and mixing the film. Twice. At the end of 2023, the movie was finally complete. We even threw a private screening at the PCC, which went down very well. Everyone loved it, and I'm pretty sure they weren't lying. I'm so proud of everything my team and I were able to achieve, and we're very excited to finally get this show on the road. But film festivals are expensive. Who'd have thought? That's where you come in. I'm launching a new fundraising campaign on Indiegogo to help cover the cost of submissions, as well as other post-production fees. The page will be live from 26th of February and run for 30 days. Our goal is £3,000. There's no perks nor tiers this time, and we want all the funds raised to go into releasing the film. And you can donate as little or as much as you'd like. Any change you can spare is greatly appreciated. And hey, if money's tight, no sweat, you can still share the fundraising page on your socials, tell your friends, or pick up a flyer from the PCC. It all helps us out. Go to igg.me/AT/TheRegularFilm to donate. That's igg.me/AT/TheRegularFilm, where you can also find a brand new trailer so you can get a taste of what I've been talking about for the last 4 years. You can also visit theregularfilm.com for more information about the movie. That's all for now, and remember folks, the customer is always wrong.
I didn't show you this.
No, it's rare that like the film literally looked like the book.
Yeah, dude,
they just copied that design.
Now a major film.
Now a major film. Would you call it major?
It was the number one bestseller. Would you call this major? I don't know. I don't think it was major. It could have been major.
It could have been major.
But you know,
number one bestseller. I'd never heard of this.
This is pretty fucking wild, right? Number one bestseller.
That looks like it's too long, like it's longer than it needs to be. Like I watched the film. Like one thing happened.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the Pod Charles Cinecast over here on Patreon.
Patreon.
It's your Bono episode of the month. You know, we got a new little thing we're doing. It's called Book Club. from the pages to the screen.
You're welcome.
This new little gimmick.
I hope everybody read up on the assignment.
Yeah, I hope you guys got your copies. Yeah. I got mine on World of Books. It was a used copy. Very good condition.
Very sticky.
I think it's sticky now because there's a lot of there's a lot of sexual stuff here. We're doing a new little thing here, ladies and gentlemen. And if you're listening on the main timeline, here's your little Bono 5-minute preview. We'll get into the meat and potatoes so that you can at least be like, oh, this is what they're talking about this time, instead of us just going off about how much, you know, we hate Lady in the Water.
Yeah.
We could talk about that for
Lady in the Lake. No, I can't.
Let's waste 5 minutes. Yeah. We're doing a new little thing. I don't know how often we'll do this because, obviously, that means you have to, fucking read books.
I'm just going to make you read the book.
I mean, I think one of us need to read books.
I'm just going to pick things I've already read.
Basically, last year, instead of doing our, normal Vampires, Witches, and Werewolves, oh my thing for Halloween, we decided to take our spooky ookie season to outer space. Mm-hmm. And we did a bunch of alien movies. And while we were doing Fire in the Sky, I discovered Communion. It was something I kind of knew about for the last few years, but I never really looked into it too much. But it really made me want to get the book. Plus, mm-hmm. Phil and I had been watching a lot of X-Files. And Phil, I don't know how far you got into X-Files, but this has actually been referenced in X-Files, but as a sort of parody.
Oh, really? No, I don't think I've gotten to that episode.
There's a, was it Josie Chung?
Are there little blue people with little blue fish with big black eyes?
Yeah, they look like little creatures from from a Super Mario game or something.
Oh my God, literally, yeah. Yeah. Like things you jump on. You steal their shell.
Yeah. I'm sending you this image here so you can see it. But yeah, if you look up, oh, fuck, listeners.
I have seen
Josie Chung from Outer Space. Episode,
yeah, I've seen that.
Or Jose Chung, whatever. But anyway, this is, they parodied.
That's
this
so
cover.
Funny. And it's the smoking alien.
So basically, I got really hyped on the idea of Communion.
You got to be baptized first before you can do Communion. Just
dude, every time he says Communion,
have you read the sequel
Confirmation? I'm like, dude, actually, there are sequels, which I am kind of considering.
I feel like I'm gonna make jokes and you'd be like, "No, that happened."
Well, if it has anything to do with the film, we're dealing with two different things here.
Really?
Yeah, this is kind of crazy.
I
want to
hear all about it.
Yeah, so this I have in my hand is Communion by Whitley Strieber. He is an author who is known for doing things like The Wolfen and The Hunger, plus numerous other versions of Communion fucking lore. he's written I think 4 sort of follow-ups that are
How many authors have a side career and a alien investigator? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
a spokesperson for UFO activities.
Yeah, it's crazy because that's what makes this kind of funny, and I think this is what's gonna kind of open up a can of worms here because you and I were going through all those alien films. And it's funny, I was at work yesterday. I was talking to Robbie down at the bar and I was talking to him about Communion because I posted these video clips on Instagram when I was watching.
Oh, really?
Because it's fucking silly. And Robbie was just like, oh, like Communion, like that film's fucking just twisted. But I was talking to him about the book and stuff, and I was telling him about our experience of going through all these alien films, and he was like, oh, which ones did you go through? And you know, we were talking about Fire in the Sky, and I was telling him about the UFO abduction incident, Lake County McPherson tape.
Tell him about that extraordinary.
I didn't get to that. I felt like that would have scared him off.
definitely. That's what I'm gonna say. That's how you lose friends.
Yeah.
That and a chain necklace with an action figure.
an action figure of Sting. Yeah, it's a little chain necklace here. Sting. Yeah, I'm gonna fucking work like that from now on.
Yeah, please don't comment on John's latest fashion choices if you see him at work. Just go with it.
I'm going through a hard time right now, guys.
Yeah, exactly. And if I want to wear my action figure around my neck, I fucking will.
Shit, dude. Fuck. Yeah. But yeah, I was telling him about how we were going through all these things, and I was just like, Phil and I were like, I want to believe. But like, the more and more we did it, the less we believed in it. And it was just like, so I was just like, so we're getting into some funny territory with a guy who is known to be a sci-fi writer.
Here we go again.
And you're like, okay, well, where do we draw the line between a guy who's a sci-fi writer who like decides that he's gonna make a quick buck?
Yeah.
It's like, say that he was abducted by aliens.
100% he wrote this as a novel. 100% he sent it to his agent. They're like, nah, no good. Alien story to kind of, you know, sci-fi kind of done. And then he just like scribbled out the main character's name and then writes his name. And then he given it back to them and they're like, oh, it's just a true story. And he's like, yeah. You think some punk ass bitch could have written it? It's like American Fiction.
Yeah. All right, I'll read the back of the book. This is a true story. It starts with that.
Oh, it starts with that.
Communion is one man's powerful testimony of his terrifying encounters with creatures, certainly not of human origin, who invaded his home and rendered him helpless, making him doubt his sanity and fear for his family's safety. Whether you will believe his story or not, you will be compelled to read every word as Whitley Strieber takes you to the frontiers of the unknown. When you read this incredible story, do not be too skeptical. Somewhere in your own past, there may be some lost hour or strange recollection that means that you also have had this experience, Whitley Strieber. All right, listeners, we hope you enjoyed that little preview. If that entices you, if you want to hear more, I mean, come on, it's highly sexual alien stuff that's going to be talked about in this episode. You don't have to pretend you don't like that kind of stuff. We know what you like. So head over to patreon.com/thePCC podcast. For as little as $1 a month, you get bonus episodes just like this in their entirety. Plus, you get early access to all the weekly episodes. And yeah, if we ever drop in any extra bonus content, it'll be available there too. For as little as $1 a month, that's patreon.com/thePCC podcast.